All right, we are back.
Talking.
It's time for Kung Fu Theater.
Yeah, and we're kind of like, once again, I'm Dr. Morbius, by the way.
And my name is Mao.
Yes, and we're your pals from Kung Fu Theater.
Yes.
Every week.
Sunday
at midnight, right? Is that when we're
I don't know.
Saturday at midnight?
Not sure.
Okay.
I'm the president from Idiocracy. My name's not
it's
sure.
It's Saturday at midnight. That's
I think it's
right.
Saturday at 10.
Saturday at 10?
Because Sunday at... No.
Maybe we should like edit this and not even say
let's
it.
Just stop talking about it and we'll move on.
Yes.
Yeah, so anyway, I think what you're about to say is we are really pushing the boundaries of what
a
kung fu movie
is.
Oh,
you are pushing the boundaries, sir.
Well, you push the boundaries of what a movie is.
I do.
I'm pushing the boundaries of what kung fu movie is.
Okay, yes.
That'd be like if I picked Beverly Hills Ninja with Chris Farley.
Oh, ever do that.
Now,
Even on the other show. Even on Slow Ride. Don't do that.
You never know. If I have to read many more movies, I might be dusting off some pain for you.
Oh, man. I'll find another
one for
you.
I'll be like, ooh, I'm going to come at you hard.
Oh, you want pain, brother? I'll give you pain.
So this one was one of those. There is kung fu fighting in it. And it's centered around Chinese culture and martial arts a little bit, but it's... I stretched it here. This is the world famous greatest movie ever, one of the greatest movies ever, Big Trouble in Little China. Which from what I understand they might be doing a remake with The Rock, and I hope they don't do that. The Rock as Jack Burton? No way.
Well, you know what they did? They did a remake of The Magnificent Seven
with Denzel Washington. And
once again, a black dude.
The white man. We're on our way out.
Because there were so many black cowboys in the West back then. You know
Yeah. Anyway,
he played not only Denzel. Didn't Denzel also play Jim West in the Wild Wild West?
No, that was Will Smith.
Oh, that was Will Smith.
Wild West, y'all.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So anyway,
who comes up with that idea? Lawyers, I'm sure. Anyway.
Yes. Hey.
I want to see Enter the Dragon with a black guy.
Hey. Those movies matter. Hashtag those movies matter. Anyway. Kneel during a thing.
Hash browns.
So long story short is I picked Big Trouble in Little China. This is one of those movies that was in my regular rotation as a child. Amazon Women on the Moon, Death Race 2000, Big Trouble in Little China.
Deep Throat.
Not going to go there, but yeah.
Okay.
I had a couple.
Okay.
Terry Wagle porn.
That's okay. You don't tell everybody. I'm just saying. That was a joke.
Yes. Oh, yeah. This is the one we can't curse on.
Yeah, there's the ones we can't talk about dirty things on.
Right. So.
Naughty, naked,
wholesome,
nude things.
Wholesome entertainment.
Family.
I think Kurt Russell is a very funny actor.
Yeah, he's good.
A lot of the stuff I see him in, I just... Rip roar laughing, you know.
Kurt Russell to me would always be the computer who wore tennis shoes, though, from Disney.
Sure, of course.
Sure.
No, he'd always be the Oscar Mayer kid.
Yeah, that
Remember?
Too. Yeah.
He's a guy that grew up. He grew up a star.
You know what? I saw him in an episode of Lost in Space not long ago. He had the same face. He's one of those guys that didn't change. It's the same face from birth. It was the same face.
I saw that. I saw him. You know, and I watched. There's a couple of people I really enjoy watching. You know, of course, Bruce Campbell, a lot of the martial arts guys, a lot of the action guys I always talk about. But, you know, and Kurt Russell's one of them. Tom Hanks I like.
Yeah.
But Kurt Russell, for some reason, struck a chord as being kind of down to earth, also very funny.
He
never came across as a super jerk. Or like a jock but he was always muscular, always fit.
Yeah,
you know, he just is like
Tango and Cash.
Tango and Cash was like, he was so funny playing off of Stallone and making fun of him. And you're can get up early for the gym. And he was like making fun of him.
I just think that in this movie, Kurt Russell is doing a John Wayne imitation.
See, you said that, and I was like, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. He's really
Jack Hunter.
He's really hamming it up.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, and there's parts where he's, let me tell you, when the Pillars of the Earth, he's talking on a CB, which, back in the 70s and 80s, CB truckers.
Were the cell phones.
And to keep themselves awake, they were just jawing into them. They would just talk. There was guys like that.
Oh, yeah.
That would be driving across country and just talking to whoever was going to listen. It don't matter good if there's buddy. No feedback, nothing.
Good buddy. We got us a convoy.
I have a record of...
We got to find that song and play it.
No, but I'm saying I have a record that has the CB jargon. It teaches it to you.
That's right. Remember, should play that on one of these...
Did we play it?
We played it on Slow Road. We should play it on one of these shows as the entire awesome. Show because our audience will really love that.
Yes. CB jargon. I think jargon. That would be terrible.
That would be a new. That could be a new program.
That was one of the Bunch of Dorks, wasn't it? Yeah. Where I just was dropping in the educational... Duck Calls and CB...
So, we should have like a we should ask and see if we can do a CB a show on sure St. Pete
10-4 good buddy
yeah that's right
come on so
we got us a convoy
yeah sure we do the movie was who's directing it was this a John Carpenter
this is a John Carpenter
okay
film
John Carpenter film. Not big budget but there was some money here enough you know
yeah.
A lot of the guys that were the extras and a lot of the guys who were the Chinese people in it were in kung fu movies martial arts movies.
I can hap you
that's
Carter Wong
the Carter Wong
from 18 Bronze Man
and then the,
Bronze
yeah
Man.
Then there was that thin guy that I found in the other movie remember I was like that was Lightning you know and you see him and you're like there they are I know who they are. And who's Egg Shen? He was...
I don't remember. And James Hong, the
James
main
Hong,
bad
yeah.
guy is... He's not Egg Shen, no, but the main bad guy is James Hong.
Yeah, okay.
From multiple TV
everything,
movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, from everything. He's still alive, I think.
And, it's just... It's set in Chinatown.
Kim Cattrall,
which I'm not sure what the... I often hear a lot of hate towards her, and I don't know why.
I don't know. I don't know if she's like... I mean, Sharon Stone gets a lot of hate, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the deal
Kim
is.
Kim Cattrall is really pretty.
She is,
especially in the '80s, I thought she was really, really, really pretty.
Yeah, she is.
Seemed funny, but who? I don't know.
I don't know anything about her. You know.
Exactly.
I'd like to meet her. You know.
So this is one of those movies that, again, not quite a kung fu movie, but there's a lot. There is martial arts stuff in it, so we'll allow it. You know.
Well, yeah.
If you haven't seen this yet. I don't know where you've been living, because...
I hadn't seen it.
You'd never seen
this
before?
No, I'd never seen this movie before, so I've been living in parts unknown, obviously.
Now, why, though? Just...
I never got around to it, you know? When we do, like, when we start doing... If we ever do a top 10 show... On our Slow Robot or whatever, we ever do a top 10
We do other podcasts.
Slow Robot. We should do a top 10 list of movies... That I can't believe you never saw.
Oh, that'd be a funny list.
There's
some I have on there that I'm like,
I'm not going to say any of them. Yeah, I'll freak you out with some of the ones that I never saw. Movies I can't believe you never saw. That'll be our next list on Slow.
All right, we'll have to do that because that'll be a fun movie.
Yeah.
Now we'd have to set some ground rules, though, because I tried to watch 2001 A Space Odyssey like 4 times. I can't get through it.
Never saw it.
I can't get past like the 40 minute mark because I'm like, oh my god,
you know what?
Kill me.
Acid. You need acid.
Okay. Well, I'm not doing that.
Okay. Well, then forget it.
Yep. It's dead to me.
Dead to you.
Thanks.
Kind of like fantasy football. Dead to you.
It is dead to me.
Yes.
I can't have kickers outscoring quarterbacks. It's dead to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll go to a trailer break, and then when we come back, then we're gonna get into this movie. There's a lot going on, and then there's a lot of funny stuff that we're going to talk about, and then...
There was one scene that was, I think it was improvised towards the end that cracked me up.
Yeah? All right, cool.
We'll talk about it.
So here's a quick trailer break, and when we come back, we're going to deep dive into the crazy world of Big Trouble in Little China.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Last year, a motion picture captured the world's imagination and broke box office records. Its title was Rocky. Its star was Sylvester Stallone. Years before Rocky was made, Stallone was broke, hungry, and living in a bus station, so he took off all his clothes and made an X-rated movie. Its title, The Italian Stallion. See what a superstar did for $200 when he was starving. The Italian Stallion, starring Sylvester Stallone and Suzette Summers, rated X from Tenemont Pictures.
On the same program, City Slickers at the Opera, starring Tammy Wynette. Yeah, my Country Charlie Pride. Buck Owens. All I gotta do is act naturally. Merle Haggard. Well, today I... And many, many more in color, together and terrific, Shantytown Honeymoon and City Slickers at the Opry.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
All right, now we're back. So we start off in this movie, and this is one of those things I always forget is there. We kind of start off like with a narrative format where the police is interrogating or interviewing Egg Shen. And he's like, "Where is Mr. Burton? You leave Jack Burton alone." And he's like, then the detective, he's like, "We were all in his debt. He saved the universe." And yeah. and then you're like, "Wait, what?" And the guy's like pressing him, like saying, "Oh, you know, do you believe in black magic, Chinese magic?" And he's like, "Yes, of course." And he does like this lightning between his hands, and he says, "Now that's only a very small portion." He's like, "And that's how everything always starts, very small." And then it goes to the movie. You know, now you're introduced to Jack Burton, who's driving in the rain in his rig. It's the Pork Chop Express. He's driving his truck, and it's just not an old beat up truck. It's a big 18 wheeler, but it's been weathered. It's been used. You know, he's driving cross country, and he's blabbing on the CB like we alluded to in the first segment when we were talking about it, just kind of talking about his philosophies on life, and it's not anything really deep, but it's kind of funny stuff what he's saying. I'm sure this might have been even improv, where he's just like,
I'm sure it was.
He's like, "Oh, let me tell you something. Did I pay my dues, Jack?" He's like, "Yes, sir. The check is in the mail." And he's kind of, it's almost like cheeseball.
Yeah, it's almost like he's making fun of the character.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's funny. So then he pulls into Chinatown with his rig, dropping off his load, his payload, and then he meets up with a friend of his, and they're at a dock gambling and drinking all night.
Yeah,
they're right. Playing this tile game with his friend. I can't remember his friend's name, believe it or not.
Oh, I can't either.
Yeah, well, whatever, it doesn't matter. So they're friends from way back. You know, like they knew each other growing up. Every time he's in town, they sit down. They gamble and drink and just do dumb stuff. Cut to morning. They show this dog kind of sniffing around the stuff, and dock workers are starting to like get stuff out and load their trucks or unload the trucks. So they've been drinking and gambling all night.
Yeah.
And Jack has gotten the best of him at this point. He's won a lot of money.
Like a grand or something.
Yeah, $1,042 or something like that. And the guy's like, "Oh, I they kind of throw some racial stuff back and forth a little bit. He's like, "Oh, I'm just a poor Chinese boy." He's like, "Hey, you have a restaurant. That's a hell of a lot more than me. Pay up."
Because yeah,
right. He goes, "Double or nothing. I can cut this bottle in half with a cleaver." That's what his friend said, the Chinese guy. And Jack Burton goes, "Not that bottle, this bottle." And he finishes what he's drinking, and he puts it down. And he hits it with a really heavy meat cleaver to cut it directly in half to win his money back. And it goes flying off the table and almost hits Jack Burton, but Jack Burton catches it in his hand.
Right.
And he's like, "Well, now you owe me money." He's like, "Oh, I don't have that kind of money with you." And he's like, I didn't hear that." Gets kind of serious at this part. And he's like, "What I mean is I'll get it at the restaurant. We have to go somewhere first." And he's like, "No, you don't." And he's like, "No, I'm going to pick up my wife now."
He's like, "Future wife."
"My future wife." He's like, "Wait, what?" And she's like, "Oh, I've been saving to bring Mao Yin from China. She's my wife. We grew up together. We love each other." And he's like, "Okay." So he says, "Get in my truck." He takes him with the big rig to the airport, which I was like, I don't think that can happen, but maybe.
No, you know, it's Jack Hunter, man.
Yeah.
He can do anything he wants.
Yeah, it's true. Jack, yeah. So then they get there, and this is a crowded airport. He hits on... He sees...
Kim
Cattrall looking all hot, and he goes over and hits on her, and she dusts him, and his friend from the Chinese guy is always like, "Oh no, she's trouble. Don't talk to her. She's always trouble."
What is
she's
it exactly that she does?
She's a lawyer.
She's a lawyer, but is she trying to? She's like trying to make sure these people aren't deported or something.
I guess, but I don't know
like
why she would be trouble.
Lawyer,
yeah,
or something?
Must be something like that, because she's there to pick up a girl from China.
Another
as well.
Girl, yeah.
And then these three weird looking triad
like punk,
guys.
Yeah, punk triad guys.
Punk Chinese triads show up, and they're just there to steal a girl. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
And Burton tries some stuff with him, but they dispatch of him pretty quickly. It's it's relevant or it's easily identifiable throughout this whole movie that he can't fight worth a crap. Like, he doesn't fight anybody.
He talks a good game,
but he tries, like, towards the end when there's those fights, and he's just a buffoon, kind of, you know.
Kind of.
He tries to be tough, but he's in that world, he's not, you know.
So they kidnap the green-eyed girl, and then Kim Cattrall protects the other girl,
right?
Because right? She's trying to make sure that she doesn't get deported or something like that. So they kidnap the green-eyed Asian girl, and then
Mao Yin, and then
Jack Hunter and his buddy get in the truck and follow the guys.
Yeah, Jack Burton.
Jack Burton. Yeah.
as Thomas Hunter. No.
Yeah. Jack Hunter. Yeah, Jack Burton. Yeah.
So then now the triad has Mao Yin, who is a Chinese girl with green eyes. And you don't know the significance.
For some reason, they want this. I have no idea.
So he's chasing him with his truck, and they go down this back alleyway towards where their hideout is. And the other part was where this lady's cutting a goose up with a hatchet, and he goes, because he can, when the truck rumbles through this back alley, he's actually on the second floor, and he turns to the lady, rolls down the window, he's like, "Hey, did you see?" And she just leaves because he's a foreigner. That made me laugh. But so now they're going through, and they're trapped in this alleyway, and there is a gang fight between the triad and this other good guys of Chinatown, and it's during a funeral procession, and they just start fighting, and that's where we're introduced to the whole kind of exposition of this whole movie. Mm. You know, oh, this is the bad triad, and this is the good guys, and they're trying to keep everyone safe, and they shoot each other with guns. And they throw down their guns, and then martial arts ensues with lots of fighting, lots of kicking, punching, some pretty good action sequence in here.
Man.
Well, the good guys are winning, and then all of a sudden three storms come in, which is, this is where this ramps up with mythology and
the mystical
stuff, because they come down on lightning bolts, like slowly. They're lowered down on lightning bolts.
You know what's funny, though? When they come down, they all have those big hats on.
Yeah, like the ones they wore on the fields.
You know, that reminds me of, right? It's like, oh, look, it's Dark Helmet. It's baseball. Yeah. It was like the things were so big. It was like, oh, it's three Dark Helmets.
Yeah,
wow.
And they have like traditional Chinese Chinese armor on.
One of them is Carter Wong.
Yep, Carter Wong. And so one of them is Thunder, and that's the really gigantic, thick guy. Could have been played by Bolo Young, just saying.
Sure.
And then there was a skinny guy who was Lightning. And then the other guy was just like Wind or something.
Yeah.
Like, because he used the
Windbreaker.
Yeah, he's Windbreaker, you know. So, and they dispatch of everybody.
Easily.
And Jack Burton's like, well, the hell with this. And he puts his truck in gears and he just starts driving. And the three storms kind of elude the truck. And then as he's driving, there's this weird guy, like this green demon guy.
James Hong. What's his name? Lo Pan.
Yeah. And he's just like, hey, giggling and saying, go ahead, hit me. And he drives up over him and
runs him over
and he doesn't hurt him. And he's like, what?
And he looks in the rearview mirror and he's there.
Yeah. So he jumps out of the car, or the truck.
Like an idiot. And then all of a sudden it's like all this like weird effects come out of Lopan's eyes and mouth.
Green
and
lightning.
He blinds Jack.
Jack Burton.
Jack Burton. What is Jack Hunter is in my brain? What is Jack Hunter from? He's in another movie. That
I don't
we
know.
Anyway, Jack Burton. Yeah. So anyway.
So they run away and they leave the truck, and then they kind of get to find out what's going on here, because they get back, and Egg Chan is there, and he's like, oh, you know, this is really bad. What's going on right now? The whole story is not Egg Chen. Who's the bad guy? The head bad guy.
Lo Pan
is a demon that's been trapped for hundreds of years, and he has to if he marries a girl with green eyes and appeases the person that's imprisoned him, then he'll be free. So and the three guys are his disciples that kind of rough everything up. So, and they also stole Jack Burton's truck, which is his only motivation, is just to get his truck back.
Yeah, he wants his truck back.
He's not a hero. He's not an anti-hero. He's just
a trucker.
Jack Burton, who needs his truck back, you know. And then they just get into these shenanigans where they're trying to, they get in there, because now they have to go rescue the girl.
Yeah.
You know, because his friend's girl just has gotten stolen by these people. And at first they just think it's a prostitution thing where they stole the girl,
Because they go no, in, they he ends up like in going a cat into house. The cat house. Yeah, yeah. And that was look too.
That was know. Initially what happened. The triad stole a girl. They sold it to the cat house or the brothel, and that was the end of it. Not knowing that this girl had green eyes, and not knowing that Lopin was going to send in, so the storms come in, you know. So now Jack Burton goes in there like, well, we'll go get this girl, and he goes, oh, he's in there, he's acting like such a rube.
Like a goofball with glasses, and he's like, oh, well, yeah, oh, we're looking for a green-eyed girl. And lady goes, there's no green-eyed Asian women. You yeah. know? And then all of a sudden, I think it cuts to the girl.
She opens
being
the door.
Tied.
Yeah, she opens the door and looks in, and she's there. And that's, you can tell where the madam was like, uh-oh.
Somebody knows
this
something.
Is bad news because things are happening now. You know,
yeah, yeah,
people
yeah.
are already asking for this girl, and she just got here. That's bad news in that world. You don't want anyone snooping around. So while he comes in, he's like kind of talking to the girl that he's with, saying, oh, so what, new girls come in, old girls hang out, what happens here? He's trying to figure out where they're keeping her.
Right.
And then the storms come in and rip the whole place down. And take the girl.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of lightning effects, which they work really well. You know, yeah. they do like, he kind of cuts her free and takes her up on the lightning bolt.
Yeah.
And then that's when they're like, oh no. You know, Lopin has her, and now we're really in trouble.
Right.
Because they go back, and that's when Egg Shen comes in, and he's like, well, Lopin has her because he's trying to free himself from this thing. And if she does that, we're all done. We're all doomed, you know.
Right, yeah. So then he gets involved with his guys.
Yeah, so now he's kind of just, like, taking over.
He tells Jack Burton.
Yeah.
Not Jack Hunter. He goes, you can't do it on your own. I'll bring my guys and we do it or whatever.
Yeah.
So then it's him, his guys, you know, Jack Burton, and the buddy.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick trailer break. When we come back, we'll find out if they save the girl.
A movie that just keeps getting weirder and weirder.
It sure does.
It's intermission time. Wow. You know what that means, don't you? Popcorn, hot dogs, hamburgers, Coke, Sprite, root beer, and a round the world pizza. Man, this is a gassy pizza. It's been everywhere. Matter of fact, it's collected. Let's see, peppers and mushrooms, grilled cheese, and you name it, it's had it, you know, because it's like from Japan, like from France, Germany, Lower Slavovia. Comes complete with a 10-pound grit, boy. Try it. They're delicious. Round the World Pizza. Exclusive only here at the Lake City area by the Lake City Drive-In Theater. And, of course, we have a complete snack bar of candy and all the goodies that makes a snack bar complete. One of the most complete in the Lake City area. So, you know, while we have about 10 minutes, why not sneak up there and fill up? During intermission time. That is Dwayne Eddy, along with Willie and the Wheels. It's called Freight Train. Well, nice, like we said, it's really nice to have you with us tonight. Of course, since the snack bar is now open for everybody's convenience, no need to make a mad rush for the door. Just, you know, think about what you want. And when you get up there, you have it, because we have it. Everything. Just like that. I've never listened to that record, so I'm not at fault with it. You know what I mean?
Get with it for music.
Wow. We are back.
Yes, after the intermission.
After the intermission.
Hope you got some pizza. And
around the world. It's been everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Grilled cheese and something or another.
Anyway, back to our movie.
Crazy town. Yes. Anyway, so, you know, now they're kind of have to infiltrate the palace of... Lopin.
Lopin. And in the meantime, didn't they capture Didn't they?
They also now they captured. They got Kim Cattrall too.
And apparently, it's like Lopan really digs green-eyed women
because she has green eyes too.
Yes.
So he's doing this cackling weird thing where he's like, hey, now I can appease my master with one, and I'll keep the other one for my bride.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a three-way act.
It's so weird because he's gonna, you know, give one.
Too
to
bad
the,
we can't play the song "Green Eyed Lady" on this show because
we
like,
can't.
Down.
Yeah, good. And there's a lot of goofiness where they're just kind of fumbling around, stumbling into places. They enter this place at, pretending to be a phone repairman, and basically, Kurt Russell is just carrying a phone.
Yeah.
And he's going, the junction box and the thing and the stuff. And they walk by, and the other guy starts talking Chinese to the guards. And then they go in, and I'm like, that wouldn't have worked, but whatever. And
It was the 80s.
And so now they find, and they keep finding elevators that go up and down. And it's like they're trying to make this guy's underworld is a palace of traps and all that kind of stuff. So they find a way, they find where they drug a person, and they, that they deduced was Mao Yin. And they open the door, and now they're trapped in the hell of the upside down world. Because at one point the guy goes, "Oh, Chinese have a lot of hells." Because they'll be like, the hell of somebody flayed alive, the hell of the upside down drowning." There's all these different hells that they keep saying, and there's these torture chambers that they happen upon. So now they get knocked out, and they get kind of roughed up a little bit. But Jack Burton this entire time is like, hey, come over and fight like a man, you wussy, and some of that. He's very antagonistic, no matter what the circumstance. He's always losing, but still remains.
He's a jerk.
He's always just kind of making everyone else around him angry, you know. So they're trapped. There's a side plot with a reporter and another guy from the restaurant who are kind of smitten for each other, and they're gonna help too. So they come in because they're like trapped at this point. They're tied up and on these wheelchair things, and he starts. That's when like they're sitting there, and a really old guy comes in on a wheelchair, and he's like, "Oh, that's Lo Pan," and he's like, "What? This old guy? I'm supposed to believe this?" And he's like, "Shut up, Mr. Burton."
Yeah, right.
But he just keeps giving it. He's like, oh, come on. 2,000 years, you haven't found a woman to foot the bill? There's something seriously wrong with you. And he goes in this long thing. He's like, once I appease my gods, then I can become immortal again. He's like, and he leans in, he goes, are you crazy? Is that your problem? Like, the quips in this one were hilarious. Like, and he goes, what was the other one that really made me laugh? He was like, yeah, or check into a mental ward, whatever comes first, eh?
Yeah, right.
He's like, shut up. And he has had enough of him. And they break out again. The friends come in and break them out. But the girls are still trapped there. So now he's preparing for his wedding. So he's going to marry these girls and become a human and take over the universe, I guess.
Or something. Yeah, or at least something the like neighborhood.
That. Yeah, at least his barrio.
Yeah.
So then at this point, Egg Shen has his warriors and these guys, and he gets them like kind of prepared for war with this magical elixir.
Yeah, they all have a drink to get superpowers or whatever.
Yeah. It's kind of, this devolves into fantasy worlds kind of stuff.
Yeah, big time, yeah.
And then they go into this palace through the underground, and they come up, and then they fight. And then they fight, each one kind of.
And the two girls are both getting prepped now for wedding, because they got like white eyeballs. Or I don't know what the hell they did to them, but yeah, they got like white eyeballs. And he's getting ready to get his two chicks, because he's like, whatever, typical dude.
Yeah, we've all seen that video, two chicks, one emperor.
It's a classic.
It's a classic, everyone knows it. So now they kind of break it up, and he's rushing the ceremony. But he does complete half of it. He becomes mortal. So he's drinking this girl's blood, like he's cutting her on the hand and drinking her blood. He's like, it's working. And now all these fights start happening where, the one guy with the sword is fighting the Chinese friend. Jack Burton accidentally knocks himself out with a gun. Like he shoots up in the air, and a big block of granite hits him in the head. And now they're just kind of chasing him, and then Lo Pan and Egg Shen have a fight, which is a very odd scene where they're like playing video games with their thumbs, but there's nothing there, and then these lightning is like fighting back and forth. Yeah. It was an odd scene.
The guy who did the lighting effects probably, you know,
was like,
did
whatever.
A lot of work in this movie.
He did a lot of work in the 60s with acid.
Yeah, right.
So then they run off to kind of, this is the finale. They run off. They chase him into his area. One guy is dead already. One of the storms is dead. Lightning is still somewhere, but we don't know where he is. And Thunder is the one that's fighting the Chinese friend, Jack Burton's friend.
Yeah.
So Jack Burton's there, and he's like, and he kisses the girl for luck, and he jumps out, and he has lipstick all over
his. Yeah. She's basically he's broken up the party or whatever, you know. But Lo Pan's got the other girl.
Yep. And Kim Cattrall's out of it,
but they go chasing after her. Yeah. Yeah. That was the scene I was telling you about. She goes, oh, a kiss me before you go there. So he kisses her, and he's got like as he goes to fight. Lo Pan, he's got her lipstick.
He's
all
got
over
lipstick on. It's so stupid. It breaks.
And
up
she even takes it off afterwards. After, yeah. You know?
She's like, and he's like, oh, I took some stuff. I can see things that other people can't see. And he looks at her and he goes, why are you dressed like that? like the one-liners in this movie were just never ending, very funny. So now he's like, he throws his knife at Lo Pan and misses. It hits off the gong, and Lo Pan picks up the knife and goes, nice knife. And he throws it at Jack Burton, and just like the first scene, he catches it and whips it back.
And knocks him right
quick reflexes,
head.
And it sticks right in his head and kills him.
Yeah, now that he's mortal.
And there's this dramatic thing where all the Buddhas fall and smash around the whole thing. Very symbolic.
And they grab the girl.
They grab the girl, and they're leaving. Thunder sees his master's died and just starts puffing up.
Yeah, that was weird. And before he started puffing up, remember when they first were going into the chamber, there was this like, this weird ball
creature, the
eyeball creature, was just strange too. It was like, where did that come from?
He's floating
from?
Around. He's like, anything he sees,
Lo Pan sees it. Yeah, it was. Okay.
So they run out.
And then there's also like a big Chewbacca-looking guy too that just
wanders around the place.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mysticism, and that you're supposed to assume was just because this guy's a demon from thousands of years ago
or something.
So now you have. They find the truck on their way out, and they're like, all right. So then they leave. The cops are coming while this place is blowing up and all that stuff. And that's kind of like it. And then you flash forward to the restaurant. They're all celebrating. The guy cuts him his check for his money. Now he has his like Harley Davidson hat, and he has like a poncho
this
on something.
This was weird because it's like, okay, and the guy's with his wife, and then Kim Cattrall, and he's like...
This is very weird.
This is weird, very weird. And so she goes like, well, are you going to take her with her? And he's like...
Sooner or later I always rub people the wrong way. Yeah. He's like, he just doesn't want any part of it. And then as he's walking out, she goes, oh, aren't you even going to kiss her? And he just looked at her and he's like, no.
And he just takes off in his truck. And I was that was weird.
It was different. I mean, it's one of those endings where you're like, okay, I mean.
Because they're expecting a sequel, which never happened.
Maybe. You know, so now he's driving and he's doing his same shtick. And he's like, and when the pillars of heaven are shaking, you look that demon in the eye and he's like, Jack Burton says, you know, something. And it's raining and storming, and it pans back to the truck, and that's where the green, that furry Yeti monster.
Orangutan.
Yeah, the Yeti is hanging off the back.
The end.
Yep. And it's total.
So obviously, they were a little expecting a
total
sequel.
Total Carpenter. Yeah. You know, it's very.
That this didn't get a sequel, but Escape from New York did. Even though I like Escape from New York as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That did get a sequel. This one didn't. So.
I could have seen a sequel, but. It's the story's been told, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
So you're like, whatever.
But they could have always said that Lo Pan didn't really die. He was just like, you know how that goes.
So now for the purists out there, we get it. I know this has stretched all time and space for what's an actual kung fu movie. There was some martial art fighting in it, so we're going to give it a pass.
Yes, for the purists like me.
Oh, that's sad.
I know, it is sad.
I love the movie. This one is one of my favorites.
It's a good movie.
I give it, I mean, I'm talking like 9, you know. So this is one of my best, 8.5 to 9.
I'll give it like a 7.5 or something. It's a fun movie.
So, all right, that's it for this week. Kung Fu Theater. My name's Mal, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
And if you like this stuff, make sure you go check out bunchofdorks.com. That's where we have a whole bunch of other podcasts. Some about movies, some about comic books, and some about dumbness.
Yep.
Mostly about dumbness. All right, thanks. We'll see you next week, everyone.
There was a mushroom, sad little mushroom. There was a meadow, ready to cry.
there was a sparrow, gray little sparrow. There was an eagle, silent and high. And the Lord said, laugh, children, laugh. The Lord said, laugh, children, laugh. The Lord said, laugh, children, laugh. The Lord said, laugh, laugh, laugh. And the Lord, he said, I created for you a world of joy from out of the blue. And all that is left to complete the joy, just the laugh of a girl and boy. Yeah, 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 yeah. And there was a garden, beautiful garden, held in the arms of a world without joy. And then there was laughter, wonderful laughter, for he created a girl and a boy. And the Lord said, oh, laugh, children, laugh. The Lord said, laugh.